welcome back to Houston. What does it mean to be back here now in Houston, on the ground here, knowing what's been happening here?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, these guys were excited to get back. You know, what's incredible about this team is they're excited to get back to help out. You know, they're really looking forward to helping this city rebound. We know it's going to take a while, both on the field and off the field, you know. So we're excited to be back.
How difficult has it been to concentrate on football yet knowing what's going on here?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, like I said yesterday, I think with the families back here, a lot of our coaches' families, players' families, trainers' families, equipment guys, you know, they were stuck. And it was difficult. It was kind of a helpless feeling. But now we're back, and we're happy to be back.
Coach, you're a family man like all of us. I mean, it's got to be on a personal note to be able to go home now.
Yeah, it is. It is. I've been FaceTiming with my family, and they're tired of FaceTime. They want me to get home. But, no, it's exciting to be able to get home, and it's mostly exciting for these players and coaches and, you know, operations guys, everybody to be able to get home.
Rick said football is not the priority right now. Said family is really at this point.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, this is unprecedented. This has never happened before, you know, in this city. And I think family is always the priority. You know, football is important, and we're going to get back to football here pretty soon. There's no doubt about that. But right now, family is a priority.
You talked about the character of this team. We've seen JJ, what he's been able to do. I think Akeem Hunt put something out raising money. I mean, have you learned a little something about these guys over the last couple of days that you may not have known?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, absolutely. You know, I think starting back in April, I knew we had a good bunch of guys in here, but now it's there's no doubt about it. I mean, we have guys here that were very focused when we asked them to be focused, and then when they weren't doing football things, they were really focused on helping Houston, led by JJ. You know, what JJ's done is incredible. I mean, it's incredible. I told him yesterday, I said, that thing's going to get up to $10 million or more, you know. So he's adamant about those funds going directly to helping people, which is that says everything that needs to be said about JJ and the rest of this team. You know, these guys are here to help, and we're excited to be back.
Can you describe the feeling of watching the video, the pictures on television? What's it like sitting 4 hours away and seeing all this stuff?
It's been tough, especially texting back and forth with some of our friends here, you know, just how's it going, listening to some of the stories of our coaches' families, our players' families, our trainers, and captain. You know, this family went through a tough experience. They were rescued and taken to a hotel, which is, thank God for that, but it's affected us. You know, sometimes these things happen, and it's not necessarily directly affecting you, and it's affecting us, and like I said, our players are really glad to be back, to be more hands-on with it.
Bill, when you come back, there's a shelter over here. I mean, not that things weren't in perspective before, but it seems like that really puts things in perspective. You guys will be practicing and playing, and there's a shelter, hurricane shelter next door.
Yeah, I just asked that on the way in, Brian. I said, now is the stadium being used as a shelter? And they said, no, across the way, the convention center there. So it does hit home, you know, and I just saw where there's over 1,500 people there and probably more on the way. And you know, I think in the end, one thing that was pretty neat I saw on one of the news stations was a theme about Texans helping Texans. And I think that's what I've learned. You know, I grew up on the East Coast, but you really see the heart of people and the heart of Texas when you see all the different, the Texas Navy going out there on their boats and helping people, and then shelters being opened up, and people just doing whatever they can to help people survive. I think it's incredible. It's really what it's all about to be a human being, to be honest with you, is to help each other.
It's obviously been it's a very difficult time now, but it's been a crazy month for you guys. You're in West Virginia for 3 weeks. You come back for a couple days. What's this whole period been like for this team and organization?
You know, I think it's brought us closer, Brian. I mean, time will tell. We have to play well. I mean, in the end, I mean, we know that this weekend's about family, but, you know, Monday we'll start getting ready for Jacksonville. And in the end, our job is to win football games. So we know we have to get back to the business of that. But, you know, this whole past month has been – I don't think it's been distracting. I think it's been a month that has really brought our team closer together, and we're all excited about, you know, getting going on Monday.
What's your message to the fans out there that have had a very rough 5 days? They want something to cheer about. You guys, you know, you can bring that to them.
Yeah, we said it the other day. I talked to the leaders of this team. I mean, we're dedicating this season to the city of Houston. We can't wait to play in front of this crowd. We know that it's going to be so loud in that stadium right there on September 10th, that roof might come off, you know. So we're excited about that, and we're excited about being able to go out on the field and maybe give these people a lot to cheer for over the next few months here.
Coach, I know you got to go back, go get home and see the family and everything, but they're right next door. Do you think you may make a trip down there and see some folks?
No, we do. We have plans. I don't know about right now. If I can get over there, I certainly will. But I think we have plans to go to the George Brown Center and to do things around Houston, I know, this weekend. So we definitely will be involved with handing out supplies, trying to help people and, just brighten people's days.